Hello, Flophouse friends, and welcome to another Flophouse Mini. That's right, it's one of our off-week mini episodes. Normally, at the Flophouse, we watch a bad movie and then we talk about it. But on our mini episodes, we're just going to do whatever we want, which has turned into a series of games that each of us kind of throw at the other ones without explanation. Sometimes they make sense, sometimes they don't. Joining me, my name is Ellie Kalin. Joining me on this week are my regular co-hosts, and their names are...
Dan McCoy.
Stuart Wellington.
And we're recording this on a night when Dan is recovering from an illness and Stu is tired, and I'm also tired. So let's see what happens, because we're doing a series of games tonight that I have prepared, each less interesting than the last, for my two co-hosts. So,
oh, great.
Okay.
Wait, I meant to say more fiendish. Uh-oh, what did I say?
Yep.
Now, guys, how are you feeling today? You ready for a little bit of game playing?
Sure.
You know me, I'm a real Game Boy. Just slap a little cartridge in my back and play, I don't know, Alleyway, Brickle, what's the game on?
Super Mario Land? It sounds like, or Tetris? It sounds like
Tetris makes the most sense.
Like David Cronenberg's Nintendo ad would have been slapping a cartridge into someone's back and then their face would turn into a Game Boy screen. And it would say... You know, all hail the new games or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know,
that sounds great. Why didn't he make that commercial?
Play those
what?
New games.
Let's do it. Mr. Cronenberg, if you're listening, please write Dan McCoy, care of Why Didn't You Make Any Nintendo Commercials? 123 Fake Street, or send it as an email or tweet at us.
I'm just trying to move this thing along. You know, we recorded a full episode before this.
I think that's why.
But it's going to come out after this one. So just to bring the audience up to date, I finally got coronavirus and I'm very tired. But we're still
Dan will go into more he'll go into more detail on that next week after this episode is released. So
we're still
let's get
out
to
content,
the games. We're recording this episode the day after 4th of July, and that means that Bastille Day is right around the corner. That's right. It's the revolutionary time of the year, the time when people get a little antsy and start overthrowing their governments. And so, guys, I thought I'd have a series of games for you about revolutions and American history, since even though this will be released a week after the 4th of July, we're recording it, you know, the day after, or a little bit less than a week after. Anyway, so I've got four different rounds. You guys will compete against each other, and they have to deal with movies. Do you guys like movies?
They're all right.
You know it. I'm a real freak.
How about games? Do you like games?
You know it. I'm a real game boy.
What about games about movies?
You know, are we talking about when you pop in a DVD and like it plays like a little scene and then you have to like guess what's going on?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, that's just watching the first scene of a movie usually, but.
Oh, shit. That is what I do.
To finish up the questions, do you like movies about games?
Quiz show.
War games. I like war games.
Okay, well, stop thinking about those. I should not actually ask you about
games.
Road games. The game. It's called The Game, but there are actually other games too. It's not the only game. It should be called
A
Game.
Barely playing a game.
To be fair, it's not much of a game. So we've got four rounds. The first one I'm calling Real, R-E-E-L, Life Revolutions. And so I'm going to describe a movie to you, and you're going to tell me what movie with the word revolution in the title I'm asking you about, and you'll take turns with these, okay? So let's flip a coin to see who goes first. And flipping, Dan, can you call heads or tails?
Heads.
Ooh, it landed on the edge. I'm going to have to flip a second coin. Hold on, guys.
Okay,
okay, flipping, Dan, call heads or tails?
Tails.
You're not going to believe this. A raven swooped down and ate the coin before it landed.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Dan, you just go first. Dan, you just go first. That was so raven that I was eating coins in midair. So, Dan, you'll go first.
Raven.
Okay, so Dan, what revolution movie is this? I'm gonna paint a word picture. We're in a suburb. Life is kind of boring, too boring for Kate Winslet, and Michael Shannon sure has a lot of truth to land on people due to the fact that, according to this movie, emotional instability and mental illness are a pathway to seeing through the illusions of things. Dan, what revolution movie is this?
This is a film I have not seen, but I believe it is titled Revolutionary Road.
You're right. Oh, and you didn't see it? That's fine. Stuart, I didn't love it.
It stars Michael Shannon. He's a regular in the neighborhood. To the point that now, like, he'll walk past the bar and somebody will be like, that guy looks like that actor. And I'll be like, it is that actor.
Yeah. Audrey saw him at a restaurant the other night when she went out to
dinner. He goes to restaurants like a person?
I know. Michael Shannon's, they're just like us.
This has been another exciting chapter of Tales of Shannon, in which we hear that Michael Shannon walks by bars and patronizes restaurants. Now, Stuart, it's your question. Okay.
Can't wait.
Okay, what revolution is this? You're living sometimes inside a computer, sometimes not, and you can fly and stuff, and you have really betrayed the promise of the earlier parts of the series. What revolution is this?
I would say Matrix Revolutions.
Yeah, that's right. Matrix Revolutions. Yep. I was waiting for you to say singular. It's Matrix Revolutions. Okay, Dan, this is a short round. We're heading towards the end of the round. Okay. Dan, okay, what revolution is this? We're not going to settle this on the battlefield. We're going to settle it with a dance-off. And it is, yes, also a sequel.
Dance Dance Revolution?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a video game. That's not a movie.
Yeah, I was confused.
Stu, would you like to steal this one?
No.
Okay, well, it's Step Up Revolution. Step Up Revolution.
I didn't know they had a... I didn't know there was a Step Up Revolution.
You gotta be on it. Okay,
which one is it? Which one in the series?
Don't know. Haven't seen it? Don't know.
Don't care. Don't care.
There are surprisingly few movies... Surprisingly few movies with Revolution in the title, it turned out, after I'd already decided on this being the first round game.
Sure, okay.
Okay, there's one more in this, Stu. Okay, what revolution is this? It's not the word revolution, but it is a movie that was supposed to be the new Ghostbusters and did not turn out to be the new Ghostbusters.
Wait, is it Ghostbusters Revelations?
No. I'm gonna give you also a hint. It's got David Duchovny in it.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah, I know this
shit.
One.
This one's
California.
A little bit of a trick.
Yeah.
No, it's not California. Dan, would you like to steal it?
This one's called Evolution.
That's right. It's Evolution. It's not
is
Revolution.
It, wait, is it playing
It's got Orlando
God?
Jones in it.
Yes. It also is, no, it's not. It's not House of D either. It's not any of the other Keanu Reeves, David Duchovny things. Here's the problem. The only other movie with Revolution in the title I could find was an Al Pacino movie called Revolution, set during the American Revolution that I had never heard of.
Oh,
so I decided
fuck.
I have to go with Evolution. That, okay,
that
guys.
That poster is awesome.
For what? Evolution?
No, for Revolution with Al Pacino.
Where it's just his face?
Doesn't he have like a ponytail?
He does have a ponytail. That's true. Okay,
that's
guys, because he plays
awesome.
A fur trapper. So round two. Okay, this one is called Real Life Revolutions. That's R-E-A-L, Life Revolutions. I'm going to name a movie. You're going to tell me what the real life revolution in real history that happened, for real, that movie is about. Okay, are you ready for this?
Natasha Kinski's in it?
Hey, guys. So are you ready for this round? Because,
yeah,
Stu,
yeah,
you're
going
to go first. Okay,
oh,
Stuart. Okay, the movie is The Patriot. What revolution is that?
Oh, fuck. The American Revolution.
Yeah, I don't know why you were so startled by it.
Because I was thinking about how dumb a fucking movie that movie is.
It is. Okay, Dan, this movie is called Les Miserables.
That's the French Revolution.
You are wrong. That is not the French Revolution.
What?
Stuart, you want to take it?
You said it was a revolution, so if
shit.
It's not that one, then what?
I knew you would say the French Revolution, which is wrong. Les Mis does not take place during the French Revolution.
The Industrial Revolution?
No, it was the 1832 Paris Uprising. That's nearly 60
that
years after the French Revolution. It was a revolution, but not the one called
I
the French Revolution.
I thought it had to be the name.
Classic trick. He fucked with us. It's okay.
You fell into the trick. Okay, Stuart, then you get the next one. The next one is called Danton. What revolution does that take place during?
Wait, what's it called? Tauntaun?
No, it's called... No, Tauntaun is during the Star
Danton.
Wars Revolution. Danton.
Danton.
Yes?
Yeah, it's me as a Tauntaun.
You just said Danton.
Yep.
The Is it the Dance Dance Revolution?
No. Okay, Dan, you get to steal it. Okay, here's an
answer. I believe that is the French Revolution.
Yes, that is the French Revolution. You got it, Dan. Not the 1832 Paris uprising, which Les Mis is about. Danton is about the real French Revolution from the 1770s, 1780s. Okay, moving on. Now, Dan, let's go. It's Dan's your turn, even though you got that one. Okay, Battleship Potemkin. What revolution is that movie about?
Is it just called the Russian Revolution?
Yeah, sure. It's not really about the Russian Revolution. It's about an uprising before the Russian Revolution. But I felt really bad about that trick I played with Les Miserables. So I'll let you have it. How about that?
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Stuart, how about this? The Battle of Algiers.
Is it the Algerian Revolution?
You know it. That's right. Yay! You got it.
You know, I kind of doubted myself, but you know what? At the end of the day, I just got to trust my body. Trust in the heart of the cards.
You got to do it. The game wants you to win. Now, I guess you could call it the Algerian War, but it's an Algerian Revolution. What else are you going to call it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Dan, this last one in the round before a bonus question is for you. This movie is called Viva Zapata. What revolution is that?
Is that the Mexican Revolution?
You know it. Oh, you guys are doing great. This is, you were going to do badly.
I feel smart now.
Yeah. I know a lot about Zapata.
Yeah. And again, just to mention earlier, I know that Battleship Potemkin is really about the 1905 naval uprising, but I wanted to give Dan a little bit of a leg up. We know it's Russia, so we said Russian Revolution. Okay, here's the bonus question. Guys, what country does the movie Bananas depict a revolution in?
Jeez Louise.
This one is equal to 5 points, so you're going to want to get it right. Here's a hint. Gosh. It's not a real country.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. I couldn't remember. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
The answer is, even though it's a very funny movie, we don't have to talk about Woody Allen anymore. Is that the answer?
The answer is problematic. No, it is in San Marcos. That's the name of the revolution.
Right. And
Dan, before we get into round three, why don't we take a moment to have a revolution in sponsors?
Round up some sponsors.
Because we're not talking about revolutions anymore after the break, but now we're going to have a sponsor break before we get to round three in this, perhaps the least thought through series of games in Flophouse mini history. Dan, who's sponsoring us today?
You know what a lot of people are talking about microdosing these days? You probably heard about it. If not,
you can really hear the fact that this is the second episode we're recording today.
This is not microdose energy. This is tail end of COVID energy. So you've probably heard about microdosing. If not, just know that all sorts of people are microdosing daily to feel healthier and perform better. They're all around you. You'll never know it. You don't know. They've got a secret. Our show today is sponsored by Microdose Gummies. You know, Microdose Gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. You know,
Not too much. Not too much good.
No.
Yeah. No. I wish I could have one right now, but you know, I'm sick. I probably shouldn't have a microdose gummy, but they do help you relax. They help you chill out. I think that they can be fun if you're doing something creative.
Gremlins 2 or something in the movie theater.
Yeah, like a Gremlins 2 date with my friend Stu. That was a thing that happened recently.
That was great. Yeah, it was amazing.
You should have called it Gremlins Stu, the new Danch.
We should have called it that, but we didn't.
Yeah.
That's me. Microdose is available nationwide. And to learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and use code FLOP, FLOP, to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description. But again, that is microdose.com, code FLOP.
Okay. And folks, we're also sponsored today by Trade Coffee. If you guys know me, you also know that I'm a real fiend for the hot brown bean water. That's right.
I do know that about you.
Give me a big old steaming cup of it. Can't drink it. Drink black coffee anymore because of my ulcers. So I have to have it with a little bit of milk. And in this case, not regular milk because I can't handle the lactose. So it's almond milk. But I love coffee.
You guys got
couldn't
that
do without
there?
It. Yep. Now, trade coffee.
On the off chance you're ever faced with the Sphinx, and the Sphinx's riddle is, how does Stuart take his coffee?
Or you're working at a coffee shop, and I come in and I ask for a coffee the usual way. You'll now know how to make it. We're sponsored by Trade Coffee, and their expert taste testers partner with the country's best craft roasters to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship every day. There isn't a perfect coffee in the world. I dare you to look for it because it doesn't exist. But what does exist is the perfect coffee for you, Dan, or you, Elliot, or me, Stuart.
Thank you.
And they're very confident that they're going to match you right the first time. And if they don't, they'll take your feedback. An actual coffee expert will work with you to send a brand new bag for free. It's great coffee. I've enjoyed all the Trade coffee that I've had. Love it. So right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off their first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/flop. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Don't drink them all at once. You'll be like Fry in that episode of Futurama. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/flop and let Trade find a coffee that you will love. That's drinktrade.com/flop for $30 off.
Hey guys, just want to remind everybody, we're doing a live show for the first time in like 2 years. It's going to be August 7th. That's a Sunday. Hey, Sundays are now the new Saturdays, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
Oh,
that's
I gotta
right,
get
our
new
favorite.
Calendars.
Yeah. So you didn't hear about it, Dan?
Yep.
Sundays are Saturdays now.
Dan Stewart and Elliot are all laying out their little outfits that they're going to wear for the show. They're so excited. They can't wait.
Can't wait. So that's August 7th at the Bell House. Would you like tickets? Sure, we all would. Go to thebellhouseny.com and just find the date, August 7th, and get yourself some tickets. It's at the Bell House. It's one of our favorite venues. It's always a lot of fun, and we're going to be talking Morbius. That's right. People said, give me Morbius. And we said, wait, more Morbius, or do you have Bius and you want more of it? And they no.
The
Morbius,
opposite of less
movie.
Bius, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're going to give it to them. That's us talking Morbius. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sunday, August 7th at the Bell House. Tickets at thebellhouseny.com.
Do you think that all these promos we've been doing for our live show on Morbius, that we've used all of our Morbius energy?
It's possible. People show up and like, I'm sorry, we're going to be watching the Fritz Lang classic M instead.
Wow. Starts with the same letter. It's not a
finally
bad movie.
Deserves
very
to be
movie.
Roasted. Yeah.
Hi, I'm looking for a movie.
Oh, I got you.
There's that new foreign film with the time travel.
There's an amazing documentary about queer history on streaming.
Have I told you about this classic where giant robots fight?
Or there's that one that most critics hated, but I thought was actually pretty good.
Ooh, I know. The one with the huge car chase, and then there's that scene where
the car jumps over the submarine.
Wow, who are you eclectic movie experts?
Well, I'm Ivy Wadiwe.
I'm Drea Clark.
And I'm Alonzo Duraldi. And together, we host the movie podcast, Maximum Film.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
And you actually just walked into our recording booth.
Oh, weird. Sorry. I thought this was a video store.
You seem like a lady with a lot of problems.
Carrie, is it?
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I am Psychic Ross, and I will be reading you this evening.
Oh, interesting. Well, okay. I co-host a podcast. It's called Ono, Ross, and Carrie.
Yes, I'm sensing that. The spirits are telling me. It is a show about
poodles. Well, it's
about
like fringe science and spirituality and claims of the paranormal.
And
oh, you knew that.
You do research online.
But more importantly, like we do in-person investigations.
In-person investigate as well.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
You see?
Me and my friend, this is so weird, my friend Ross. Ross, same name as you.
Weird.
He and I just go and try them all out. And actually, we've gone to a number of psychics. And to be honest with you, it's a lot like this. It's called Ono, Ross, and Carrie. They can find it at MaximumFun.org.
I could have told you that.
I've got some bad news for you, Dan. I talked to the judges during the ad break, and they felt I was being a little too lenient, giving you point for Battleship Potemkin.
I think that's fair.
So they said they will give you an alternate question if you'd like to take it. Okay.
I guess.
The movie Reds. What revolution is that about? Reds, directed by Warren Beatty.
Reds?
Yes.
Is that about the Russian Revolution?
Yes, that is about the Russian Revolution. Okay. You did it, Dan. You got it. Oh, sorry about that, everybody. I know that there were some Revolution fans out there who were like, that's outrageous. And the judges agreed with you. Okay, we're done talking about revolutions. Time to talk about what happens after the revolution. After the American Revolution, that is, we have presidents. And it's time for round three. That's right. This category is called Real Life Presidents, R-E-A-L, Real Life Presidents. And I'm going to name an actor who played a real-life historical president, and I want you to tell me the movie that actor played that president in. Do you think you can do it?
I can do my best.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
I love that confidence.
I mean, all we can really hope for is to try. You know?
Yeah, what am I, fucking Cassandra? I can't see the future.
That's true. He's not.
No, you're not Cassandra. You're neither the Cassandra sees the future,
haunted.
Nor are you Cassandra Tia Carrera's character from Wayne's World.
Although I also did learn English from the Police Academy movies. So.
Nor are we those weirdos who live in the water that make marbles have names written on them, like in Minority Report.
Yep, that's true. That's true. You can't see the future in any of those ways. Okay. Any other precogs or things like that that you want to talk about?
I do want to talk about the fact that we haven't talked about Max von Sydow on this episode yet.
And we did on the episode that we recorded before this, but which will be released after this, a regular Mr. Show pre-taped call-in show sketch.
If you are casting the movie Minority Report, and you're like, director Steven Spielberg is about to crank out a modern science fiction masterpiece. But a key part of the movie involves a surprise character. And you're like, we're going to make people fall in love with Max von Sydow, only to have our world torn apart when we find out that he's the baddie. Now, the thing is, why would you cast Max von Sydow?
Now, my guess is Spielberg has only seen Max von Sydow in Ingmar Bergman's work, where he often plays a, if not heroic character, at least an empathetic or a normal character, as opposed to the needful things Max von Sydow that the rest of America is more used to.
Or Strange Brew.
Or Strange Brew, true. Now, my other question is, you have this system of telling the future to stop crimes. Why does it have to be engraved on a marble? Why is that part of the tool?
It's,
I don't understand.
You got a stun on them, dude.
I guess so. Okay, so in this round, to remind the audience, which I'm sure has forgotten by now, I'm going to name an actor who played a real-life president, and you will tell me the title of that movie. Okay, Stuart.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry, Dan, the first one is for you. Dan, the first one is you. Okay, that's Anthony Hopkins as John Quincy Adams. What was that movie?
Is that Amistad?
You're right, that's Amistad, directed by the same guy who made Minority Report. Makes you wonder why Max von Sydow didn't show up as Abraham Lincoln or something.
Well, it's a different period of time.
Now you're a history major. Now you know all about history. Before it's, I don't know what French Revolution is. I don't know what Russian Revolution is. Suddenly,
maybe in Amistad, John Quincy Adams gets bonked on the head by a coconut and he has a vision of the future and sees Abraham Lincoln.
Very possible. Okay, the next one. Stuart, this is for you. This is Bill Murray as Franklin Delano Roosevelt. What was the name of that movie? Relatively recent.
It's not Ghostbusters.
Gets a hand job in a car, I believe. It's not Ghostbusters.
It's not Zombieland. It's not, not Stripes.
Nope, true. Keep saying them. You'll hit on it eventually.
Fuck, what is that fucking movie? It's the, what is it? Is it fuck, what is that?
He's
movie?
Waving his hand around.
as if to waft the scent of the movie to him.
Fucking no. I just have some like weird like George Seurat painting in my head. I don't fucking remember the name of this.
You're thinking of Sunday in the Park with George, which is not related
not
to this
it.
At all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just pick a bunch of words and throw them together. And
is it
maybe
is it red maybe, heat?
No, it's not red heat. Okay, I mean maybe my strategy that I gave you is not the best. Dan, would you like to steal this one?
Is that movie called Hyde Park on Hudson?
Ooh, so close, close, but it's not. It's called Hastings on Hudson. Hastings on Hudson.
Hastings on Hudson.
You know, yeah. There is really? no fucking universe I would have gotten that right.
Hastings. On Hudson.
Dance. Okay. It's pretty exciting. We go.
Oh, no, it is called Hyde Park on Hudson. No, it is Hyde Park on Hudson. You were right, yeah. Dan. You were right. I misremembered it.
Do I get an extra point for
nope.
Stumping the game master?
Nope.
Stumping the quiz master?
I'm going to throw that to me being tired. And let me check. My notebook says Hyde Park on Hudson, and I just got it mixed up when I was typing it. Mm. So, Dan, you got that right. It is Hyde Park on Hudson.
There's a village of Hastings on Hudson
yes,
in New York.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Hyde Park on Hudson. Dan, you got it right. Amazing steal. Now, it's your turn again to get another point. Okay. In what movie does Frank Langella play Richard Nixon?
Is that Frost Nixon?
You're right. Okay, Stu, your turn. In what movie does Dan Hedaya play Richard Nixon?
God fucking damn it. is it Dick?
You're right, it's Dick. Okay, Dan, in what movie does Anthony Hopkins play Richard Nixon?
I think that movie's just called Nixon.
You're right, okay. That's one for you. Okay, Stu, in what movie does John Cusack play Richard Nixon?
Fuck. Hot Tub Time Machine.
No, that's not it. Dan, do you remember?
John Cusack played Richard Nixon in a movie?
Yes, he did. It was just a big release. Well,
it was
relatively.
A big.
Well, I mean, it wasn't so big, but it was
JFK.
A movie. It was, no, it was not. Nope, that's not it. Nope. The answer is The Butler. The Butler. Oh. And I'll give anyone an extra point for each name if they can tell me what other presidents were in The Butler and which hilariously miscast actor played them.
The ghost of John Tank Candy is. As Woodrow Wilson.
No, that's a good guess. No, the answer is Robin Williams played Dwight Eisenhower, of course. And okay. Do you remember who played Ronald Reagan in that movie?
No.
It was Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman,
what?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
The Butler.
This is the first. Now
Jog
I want
up
to
another
see the
villain do his role.
This seems like a cavalcade of strange choices.
Yeah. Who was that offered first to? Was that offered to Stuart first?
I can't believe I dogged out the casting director of Minority Report and then heard about the casting of The Butler.
It just goes to show, Stu. It just goes to show.
Like, what a fucking wild man was.
They took the names of all the presidents on index cards and the names of every actor in Hollywood and just threw them up into the air and grabbed them at random. Okay, Dan, so this one's for you. Kevin Spacey as Richard Nixon in what movie?
God. What's that movie called? Is it called Elvis Meets Nixon?
Oh, so close, but that's not the name of the movie. Stu, do you want to steal this one?
Isn't it just like Elvis and Nixon or some shit?
You got that right. It's Elvis and Nixon.
Ugh.
And finally, for you, Stuart.
What do they do? Do they meet each other? That title tells you nothing.
You're right. Do they meet each other? Are they lovers? Do they hate each other? Where's the verb? It's not a sentence. Every title has to be a sentence. Are they going to the beach? Are they going to Casa del Mar? What's going with Elvis and Nixon? Are they going large? What's happening?
Are they
going to
meet Frankenstein?
Elvis and Nixon shouldn't play with dead things.
Elvis and Nixon shoot horses, don't they? What's it gonna be?
What a movie that would be. Elvis and Nixon just out on the ranch plugging horses.
Elvis and Nixon tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Yeah, Elvis and Nixon in Little China. What is it? What's the movie about? Oh, great. So, and Stuart, this is the last one for you before a bonus point, that bonus question. Philip Baker Hall as Richard Nixon. What movie was that in?
Oh, fuck. Heart 8.
No. You're halfway there. It was Philip Baker Hall in Heart 8, but he was not playing Nixon. Dan, do you know this one?
That movie's called Secret Honor.
Oh, it is. What a great movie. Oh.
Really? Okay.
It's Robert Philip Baker Altman Hall's movie. It's Robert Altman. It's a one-man show. It's just Philip Baker Hall the whole time. It's so good.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so here, Stu, Dan's got a little bit of a lead over you, but there's a bonus one coming up. Now, both of you can get it, but I'm feeling pretty good for Stu on this one. This is a bonus question worth 100 points to whoever gets it.
So, oh, wow.
So this wins the game, even though we have another round coming after this.
This is the fucking points. Snitch.
Wait, that kind of takes the air out of the last round.
It's like the golden snitch, you know? Anyway, so the bonus point for 100 points. Can you tell me the movie in which the actor Larry Gates plays Chester A. Arthur?
Larry Gates?
Yes.
Plays Chester A. Arthur.
Possibly the only movie in which Chester A. Arthur is portrayed by an actor.
It's how many points?
100 points. This is worth 100 points.
Is it another Robert Altman movie, O.C. and Stiggs?
No, it's an interesting choice. It is not O.C. and Stiggs, a movie I don't believe takes place during the 1880s. And Stu, what about you? What do you say? Can you name this movie in which Larry Gates plays Chester A. Arthur? Just here's a hint. He's not the main character in the movie.
Oh, you don't say.
He appears in a couple scenes, but he's not in the whole movie.
I don't know. I'm not gonna guess.
You're gonna kick yourself. You're gonna kick yourself. The movie is Cattle King. That's right. Okay. Cattle King.
Oh, yeah.
From 1963, starring Robert Taylor. So sure. And Robert Loggia is in it too. He plays a character named Johnny Quattro. So no one got that bonus. No one got that 100-point bonus, which means the game is still very much alive. There's one round left. This is round four. Now this round is called Real Life Presidents, R-E-E-L.
That's what I was going to ask.
That's how it's spelled. And this is actors who played fictional presidents in movies. I'm going to name the actor and the president's name. And you tell me the movie. Originally, I was going to just do it. Actually, should I just do it with the name of the president character?
No. We're not going to. There's no chance.
I was thinking about doing that, and I thought it was too hard except for one of them. One of them I think you could do without it. So, okay. So this one, we'll start with Stuart. Stuart, you get the first one.
Hell yeah.
This is Michael Douglas as President Andrew Shepard. What's that movie?
Michael Douglas, an American president?
Would you like to try that again? It's so close.
American president?
No. Oh, Dan, you got to swoop in.
I believe that the definite article "the" is in there. The American president.
You're right. It's the American. He's not just an American president. He is the American president. How many American presidents do you think are running around at any given point? Come on, Stu. Okay, Dan, you've got this next one. President James Marshall. We all remember when he had to deal with a real situation when he was played by Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford as President James Marshall. What's that movie?
Air Force One.
That's right. It's Air Force One. Okay.
Get now, off my plane.
Should have called it Air Force Fun. Put that on the box.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that fun.
Count
movie.
It.
Put that shit on the box.
It's true.
They should have put it on the box with the blurb for me. Worst airplane CGI effects I've ever seen, said Elliot Kalin.
Wow.
When that plane crashes into the ocean at the end, it looks so terrible. Anyway.
Like worse than the Transporter 2?
You're right. I haven't seen the Transporter 2. That's a fair point,
I guess. You haven't seen the Transporter 2?
I've been too busy watching these movies.
Arguably
watching
the best
Cattle
one.
King.
It's great. That's the one where he's got the bomb under the car. Okay.
Don't.
So he's got a bomb under his car, and the only way he has to get that bomb off the bottom of his car without leaving the car is he does this fucking cool flip with his car, and it spins upside down, and a crane knocks the.
So he really Mr. Magoo's it, is what you're saying.
It's fucking
wild. It's deliberate.
It's deliberate. There's no like baby's day out situation. He knows exactly.
He just happens to drive through a construction site.
There is no moment that the transporter doesn't do something exactly perfectly, exactly how he wants it.
Okay, that's fair. Speaking of transporting, let's transport Stu to the next question.
Yes, please.
So this is Kevin Kline as President Bill Mitchell.
Uh, uh, Is that Dave?
You're right. That's Dave. Mm. A lot of people would say, you mean President Dave Kovic? No, Dave was not the president. He was standing in for President Bill Mitchell. Anyway, that's the plot of the movie Dave. And everyone's like, I want to go meet Dave. And they were like, that's a different movie. Hold
different
on.
Movie. No,
you're not allowed.
So, Dan, this is, what about President Tom Beck as portrayed by Morgan Freeman? What's that movie?
Is that Deep Impact?
You know it. That's Deep Impact.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Stu, this one might be a little difficult. Actually, it won't be at all. What about Terry Crews as President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho? What movie is that?
You mean the movie that is more accurate every single day? That's Idiocracy.
You're right. That's Idiocracy. You guys are blazing through this round.
Do you think Mike Judge gets any pleasure for being more and more accurate?
I don't think so. No, I think he would be happy to be wrong. I remember when that movie came out, it didn't do well because they didn't really know how to market it. And I remember someone floating the theory that it's such a visually ugly movie on purpose that the studio didn't know how to sell a movie that looked that ugly. And it was like, come on, that's grasping at straws. That's ridiculous.
So mean to Luke Wilson.
I don't think that's what they meant.
He looks fine. He was in Home Fries.
He's one of the top Wilson brothers.
He's a wedding crasher. The top Wilson brothers are...
Wait, that's the other Wilson.
That's the other Wilson. Because I get the Wilsons mixed up. I know there's Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, and Wilson from Home Improvement. He's the older brother. He's always giving
Wilson
advice.
Wilson Phillips,
yeah. And there's Wilson the volleyball. And there's Mr. Wilson, their dad, who's always mad at that dentist
from
next
door.
Was Luke
Wilson a Never Been Kissed or just Home Fries?
I think that was I think that was Luke Wilson and Never Been Kissed.
Okay.
Wait, which one's Never Been Kissed?
That's Drew Barrymore.
I think that's Michael Vartan that you're thinking of.
Who's Michael Vartan?
Never Been Kissed is the one where she like pretends to be in high school, right?
Yeah.
Story. That's Michael Vartan.
Oh, well.
But who's Michael Vartan?
Oh, you know what?
He was an alias. He was the handler in Alias.
Oh, it was Michael Vartan. You know what? I got mixed up because David Arquette is in Never Been Kissed. And he's got kind of an Owen Wilson-y look about, or Luke Wilson-y look about him.
Yeah,
whichever
he's
Wilson
got the
is.
Vibe. Let's get back to the game.
Dan's eager to get back to the game because it's his turn. Dan, President James Sawyer, as played by Jamie Foxx. What movie was that?
White House Down.
You're right. It's White House Down. White House wasn't the only down. Jamie Foxx was getting down on every episode of Beat Shazam or whatever. Okay, so Stu, it's now President Jackson Evans as portrayed by Jeff Bridges. What movie is that? Jeff Bridges as President Jackson Evans. And you'll notice that presidential names, they never sound like real presidential names, but they do sound like made up presidential names.
This is a guess, but is it The Contender?
It is The Contender. That's right, The Contender.
You, Dan, I fucking nailed it.
You nailed it right, okay. Dan. Let's see if you'll nail it. We've got plenty more of these to go through. Dan,
oh boy.
John Travolta as President Jack Stanton.
That's Primary Colors.
You got that right, Primary Colors. Okay, Dan. Okay, Stu, it's up to you. Jack Nicholson as President James Dale.
Oh, Mars Attacks?
That's right. It's Mars Attacks. You know it. Dan, this is kind of a givvy. This is President Thomas J. Whitmore, as played by one William Pullman. What movie is that?
Oh, that is, of course, Independence Day.
That's right. Stu, you've got an easy one, too, coming up, because here's Peter Sellers as President Merkin Muffley.
Okay, that's Dr. Strangelove.
Yes, Dr. Strangelove. I thought you were about to say Driving Dr. Strangelove.
Driving Dr. Detroit.
It would have been great. Every now and then, this happens to me all the time where I have the idea in my head, and then I very confidently say something that sounds like it. So I wanted you to be like, no problem, Dr. Detroit. And I would have said, oh, so sorry. Dan, okay, this is one of the, as opposed to Merkin Muffley, who we can all agree is trying his best, though not particularly good at being president, here's a bad guy president. Dan, Gene Hackman as President Alan Richmond. What movie is this?
Is that Absolute Power?
Yes, that's Absolute Power with Clint Eastwood. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Now, Stu, Donald Pleasance as President John Harker.
Oh, fuck.
You know this one.
I do know this one. But my brain is
It's late at night. It's late
at
night, everybody.
I'm drinking too much whiskey right now. Fuck. I think I'm off. I don't know this one.
Oh, Dan, do you want to try to steal this one?
I didn't know it for a second, and then I realized I was picturing Donald Sutherland and not Donald Pleasance.
Wait, Stuart, were you making that mistake? Were you thinking of Donald Sutherland, a different Donald?
Just the scene from Animal House where you get to see his butt. Okay.
So I believe that this is Escape from New York.
That's right. It's Escape from
Fuck
New York.
Right. God damn.
That's right. Okay. And Dan, this next one, I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it now anyway. Cliff Robertson as President Adam.
President Adam?
Yeah.
Cliff, President Adam. I don't know. The Time Machine.
No? Okay. Stuart, what movie am I going to ask about after Escape from New York?
Escape from L.A.?
You know it, Escape from L.A. There you go. Okay, that throws off my numbers, but I don't care. Dan, Michael Keaton as President John McKenzie.
Oh, Michael Keaton.
That's right, Batman himself.
Played the president. Oh, is this,
Multiplicity.
What's it? Is this...
If I'm a clone, I can campaign in every state at the same time.
Is it called First Daughter?
You're right. It's First Daughter, not to be confused with First Knight, which is not about a president, but about King Arthur. Okay, Stu, Chris Rock as President Maze Gilliam.
Fuck. I should know this.
You shouldn't.
I don't know it.
There's no reason to know it. Dan, do you feel like you want to steal this one?
Is that head of state?
Oh, Dan, you've got so much junk in your brain. Yes, that's head of state. Okay.
Audrey gets mad at me for all of the stuff that I do not remember that is of value to our life.
Yeah.
But Dan, so, it's my birthday. Maze no, Gilliam.
Sorry, you got to make room for head of state.
You got to get room, make room for all of Chris Rock's directorial vehicles. Okay. So this means that it's Dan's turn again. Dan Aykroyd as President William Haney.
Dan Aykroyd was the president in something.
Yep.
You know what? I don't know this one. Stuart, you got it?
Do you have this one, Stuart?
It's not Gross Point Blank.
No, he wasn't the president in that.
Fuck, I have no idea.
Okay, the answer was my fellow Americans.
Oh, yes,
okay,
of
Stu,
course.
Your turn. Jack Lemmon as President Russell Kramer. What movie was that?
No idea.
Okay, that's my... Oh, Dan, what do you want to
Was that also
guess?
My fellow Americans?
Sorry, I was going to...
Is James Garner coming up? Can I...
Dan, it's your turn. James Garner as President.
Yeah, is that my fellow Americans?
Yes, that's my fellow Americans. Dan, you're so far ahead, I'm not going to worry about you missing that other one. Okay, this is the two toughy ones. Okay, because the presidents in these movies, as far as I can tell, have no names. They're just the president. Okay, so that's Stu Henry Fonda as the president.
I don't know, the Dead Zone?
Nope. That I mean, in that Martin Sheen plays a presidential candidate, but Dan, Henry Fonda as the president?
Failsafe?
Yes, that's Failsafe. And so, Dan, last one for this, the final round, E.G. Marshall as the president.
I don't know, on the beach.
Nope. Okay, Stuart, you want to take this one? I'll give you a hint. E.G. Marshall is asked to do something, maybe demanded to do something very unpresidential involving a man named Zod.
Mm. Oh, that's Superman 2.
That's right, Superman 2. All right, and that just brings us to the end of round 4. That's the final round. Let me just tally up the scores real quick.
That was a fun last round, Elliot. The other round's not as fun.
Really? So you're saying I should have just
We're
done
doing
that
the feedback
one.
Right in the middle of the game.
Yeah, I'm just dropping feedback.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
it. It's a shit
it.
Sandwich, you know?
Well, it wasn't really a shit sandwich. But anyway, because where's the final compliment?
It's an open-faced sandwich.
It's an open-faced shit sandwich criticism. Well, I'm not surprised you're unhappy with the game because you were blown out of the water by COVID Dan. Dan, who is recovering from an illness, handily bested Stuart.
Why don't you have to rub it in, dude? What the fuck?
22 points to 12. Stuart really would have turned the game around if you knew that Larry Gates played Chester A. Arthur in the movie Cattle King, you would have easily walked away with the game
with that
100-point bonus.
What, Dan, pull up Just Watch. Where's Cattle King playing? Is it on Tubi? It's on Tubi, isn't it?
Yeah, so,
it's on Shudder.
That's our game. I want to remind everybody that revolutions don't just happen in the movies. All it takes is for you to go out there and stand up for your beliefs and do something good for somebody else. Don't give up hope, because history never ends. And so there's always a chance for us to turn things around, whether in our own lives or in the life of our respective nations. For this series of fairly ill-thought-out games, I've been Elliot Kalin, and I'm joined by my regular Flophouse co-hosts,
Dan McCoy,
Stuart Wellington.
Join us again next week for an episode we've already recorded, and then a week after that for an episode that we haven't recorded yet. And so it is in the future for all of us. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.